up to the roosters. Eat breakfast for a booster. You alive, say hallelujah to the man, the mighty ruler. Because of him, you able to do it. If you on his side, then you ain't losing. He gave clothes, food, and your roof. He tell mountains, get them moving. It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning. Get up and go to that 9 to 5. Get up and get them dollar signs. Get up and go do overtime. Get up and put that overdrive.
It's a great morning. It's a great morning. It's a great morning. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Great Mornings Podcast. I'm so super duper excited, elated, and enthusiastic to have all of you with us today. Family, I can't tell you, I'm so blessed by those of you that are listeners. Last week, I went and checked the numbers from the podcast 2 weeks ago, first episode back, and it was the second most listeners I've had since I've been doing the podcast for a little bit over a year now. And that is a reason to applaud right there. Come on, everybody, let's clap. Woo! Yeah, listen, I appreciate y'all so much. Really and seriously, I'm so grateful for all of you because I just didn't know what to expect. And as I said, some of you, I think I said this a couple weeks ago on a previous podcast, that some of you were just pulling at my strings to get back into the podcast studio and get back on the podcast. And I'm back. We're back. We're here, and y'all showed up and showed out by sending the podcast to people, encouraging people to listen to the podcast, and I want to thank all of you for that. I don't have any major sponsors yet for Great Mornings Podcast. Yet is the key word, but I do have each and every one of you faithful listeners, and that means so much to me. So make sure you share this podcast with somebody. Make sure you send it to somebody. Make sure you go and rate the podcast. Give me a 5-star rating if you really feel that way. Now, if it's trash, then, you know, don't comment, don't rate it. Please don't give me a 1-star. If you can't give 5 stars, don't give no stars. All right. Listen, today I want to talk to us for a short period of time. And this morning I've really wrestled with this and just thought, like, what content do we really give to them on this podcast? I'm not really interviewing other people. So what should we give the people? And I began to think about things that happened personally in my life. So 2 years ago, November, well, I actually this month of October, 2 years ago, I decided that I wanted to get one of my dream vehicles. I'm not necessarily a luxury person. Now, I have a weird obsession with Gucci. That's my guilty pleasure of luxuries. But I'm not a luxury person when it comes to vehicles. Like, I don't have to have a BMW 745, 750, 755. I don't need to have a Mercedes E-Class, LS, XS. I don't need a Bentley. I don't desire to have a Maybach. It's not me. My dream vehicle was to have a brand new, or I say one of my dream vehicles, was to have a brand new Dodge Ram. And I started looking in 2019 for Dodge Rams. And I started saving up a little bit of money because I knew I was going to need a down payment. And in 2020, I pulled up on a lot, and I saw a black Dodge Ram Laramie, all black leather interior, black rims. I knew I could put the tint on the windows. It had all the gadgets on the inside, 12 or 16 inch screen on the inside. Me and my mom went and test drove it, and I said, this is it. I gotta have this. This is the vehicle I want for me. So when I went to this car dealer, they told me it's gonna be hard to get this with where your credit score is. And I had some things on my credit, another vehicle that I had put in my name to help someone else out, and it was totaled, never got paid for. That was on my credit. I had a couple other things on my credit that was just looking horrible because I didn't have a registered job, if you will. I was pastoring a church that God allowed us to plant, and I didn't have a set salary. My salary was more like love offerings and a stipend per month. I'll just throw this out there just so maybe it increase your faith. I was living off of $1,000 a month with responsibilities to my daughter, with cell phone responsibilities, other responsibilities I had. God was stretching it like that. So I just want to throw that out there for your faith. But anyway, nevertheless, so I decided I'm going to get this truck. This is a truck I want. But the dealer that I was at was like, that's going to be tough. So I literally drove. I remember driving in the rain. It was raining like crazy. And I was headed to Albany, Georgia, and Tifton, Georgia, which are kind of close to each other. I was going to other car dealers. I mean, man, I can't forget this day. It was raining. And I went to the car dealer in Albany. They was like, we're not gonna be able to help you. I went to the car dealer in Tifton, and they were trying to put me in a totally different style truck, a basic truck with knobs still on the radio portion. No, I want a touch screen. I wanted what I wanted. This was my dream vehicle. And I remember leaving Tifton after that car dealer, and after what he told me, you know, because of this on your credit, that on your credit, and your credit to debt ratio and all these things that they were mentioning. I remember them telling me all those things, and I felt like, man, this is deflating. This is discouraging. I was distressed. I was discontented. I was like, man, I can't get this. It's so many things against me. And I remember talking to a dear friend at the time who told me, you are the face or the poster child of faith. They were like, I've never seen nobody walk in faith like you. You stepped out in faith when you went to college at Troy University. You stepped out on faith when you transferred to Alabama State and transferred back to Troy. You stepped out on faith when you left Troy to go train for the NFL and come back to Troy to graduate. You stepped out on faith to get your master's at Troy University. You stepped out on faith to get your master's of divinity at the ITC, Interdenominational Theological Center. You stepped out on faith when you left your job and moved to Atlanta. You stepped out on faith when you left Atlanta and moved back to Hazelhurst to plant a church. Like, you've always been a poster child in the face of faith. And they was like, now you got to have that same faith. So I remember leaving Tifton. I was, again, discontented, distressed. I was deflated. All these D words, right? That means like feeling bad. I was all of those things. And I remember after that conversation with my friend, I turned the music down on my 2011 Nissan Maximum at the time. And I said, why not you? I said it to myself. I remember blatantly and clearly saying that to myself. Why not you? Why not you having what you desire? And I want to talk to us a few moments this morning from the idea, the thought, if you will, why not you? Thinking about yourself, I want you to do this real quick. Touch yourself on the shoulder, on your knee, whatever. Grab your own hand. That's even better. Grab and hold your own hand and say to yourself right now, why not you? And then insert your name. Why not you, Cray? Why not you, whomever you are? Do that for me. I want you to hold. Forget about touching your shoulder. Forget about touching your knee. Grab your own hand. Now, if you're driving and listening to this podcast, just speak it over yourself. But if you're in a place sitting on the edge of your bed, in the kitchen fixing your coffee, at your desk at work, sitting in your car before you go into work, grab your own hand and say to yourself, why not you, self? Insert your name right there. Why not you, Cray? And let that resonate with you. Because whatever it is you're going after, whether like in my simple illustration or example, it was a dream vehicle. Why not you, Cray? You deserve to have the desires of your heart. If that's a new job, why not you for the new job? A promotion, elevation, why not you? For those that are desiring to be married, why not you? Want to have children when you get married, why not you? Want to move to a new city, why not you? Got a dream, an aspiration, a goal to start a new business, why not you? Want to write a book, why not you? Want to write a script, playwright, on screen script, why not you? Want to start a clothing line? Want to partner and buy houses and flip them? Why not you? So whatever the goal, the aspiration, the dream, the desire, divine desire, whatever it is that you desire, ask yourself today, why not you? You can do this. You got what it takes. And this is what I want to do for the next few moments of your time. I want to talk about five things that we often face as to why we say not us. I want to talk about these five things. I need you to listen and get these. I need you to jot them down if you're taking notes, or just put them in your mental Rolodex or put them in your notes on your phone, however. But we're going to talk about five things that usually is a blocker or a hindrance or a hesitation, or I like this, a convincer as to why it shouldn't be you or us. So here's the very first thing as to why we oftentimes think it shouldn't be us. It's not my time yet. That's number one. Oh, and let me give this disclaimer. I didn't just come up with these randomly. I talked to about 15 people and asked them, what's your dream or what's your goal for your life? What's your aspiration? And I was like, so what are some things that keep you from going after that? So I just wanted to give that disclaimer that I did get a little bit of research this time. I did like a survey. So I asked about, I think right at 15 people, I asked about this. And what's even more interesting, I got to say this, is I asked different people this time because I got a circle of people. And you're probably listening right now. You know who you are. I usually call you about everything. And I already know what my circle of people probably said. How you asked 15 people and I wasn't one of them. Do y'all got friends and people you're connected to like that, that you talk to them about so much stuff? And the one moment you don't, they be like, oh, you couldn't have said that. You ain't talked to me. So I asked different people this time who I don't always have conversation with. And these five things are what they came up with. And the one that was mentioned the most as to why a lot of people don't feel like it's them is because it's not my time yet. And listen, let me be clear about this. Timing is everything. That's an obvious. Every self-help book that you read, every leadership book that you read, every ministerial call book that you might read, it's clear to let us know timing is everything. And I'm not defuting that. I'm not telling you timing isn't everything. But I am telling you that it's not my time yet has become one of the excuses as to why we don't go after stuff. This was the best example. I mean, this was divinely handed down to me when I was thinking about this. Jesus in John chapter 2 shows up at a wedding at Cana. Some scholars believe that this is Jesus's cousin. Other scholars believe that this is the wedding of one of the disciples. Either way, Jesus has an invitation to the wedding. He shows up. His mother Mary is already there. Mary has on black. No, she has on nude color red bottoms with a white dress. No, she can't have on white dresses at a wedding. Let me get a better illustration and example. What does Mary have on so I can paint the picture? I want y'all to see Mary. Mary has darker skin complexion. She has her hair silk pressed. Her hair length is shortly past her shoulders. She has a fresh silk press and there's no humidity in the air, so her silk press is sticking. Her hair is fresh, healthy, and it's bouncy. It complements her darker skin complexion. Her hair is the African American version of light brownish, what most of us will say like an auburn color. Mary has on ruby red lipstick, and she has on the accent color of the wedding. The wedding colors were gold and pink. And Mary has on, not Ruby Woo, she has on pink MAC lipstick. I'm doing too much with this. Anyway, I want Mary to have on new color red bottoms. And Mary's at the wedding of Cana. And Mary notices that the wine has ran out. And wine is significant at this wedding. And she comes to Jesus and she says to her son, Jesus, she says, there's no more wine at the wedding. Watch what Jesus says in John chapter 2, verse 4. Jesus says to her, woman, why do you concern me with this? It is not yet my time. And Mary turns to the servants or the workers of the wedding or the host of the wedding and says, do what he tells you. Even Jesus in this moment did not think that his timing was right. But he had somebody in his corner to remind him, you're not going to use that excuse. And I'm here as your Mary, metaphorical Mary today, to tell you, don't let timing be your excuse as to why you don't go after the start of the business. Don't let timing be the excuse as to why you don't apply for the upper administrative job. Don't let timing be the excuse as to why you don't go back to school. Don't let timing be the excuse as to why you're not married. Don't let timing be the excuse as to why you do not buy the house. Yes, timing is everything, but don't let it's not my time yet be an excuse. That's the number one excuse as to why we don't go after dreams, aspirations, goals, and desires. Because we make that our excuse. That's number one. It's not yet my time. Don't let timing be your excuse. Here's the second one. I'm not smart enough. Probably 8 out of the 15 people that I asked was like, a lot of people don't go back to school when they have a desire to go back to college because they don't feel like they're smart enough. A lot of people, they said, eight of these people said a lot of people don't go back or don't go out and start a business because they don't feel like they're smart enough. They don't feel like they know how to sit in on professional meetings and have a conversation, or don't know how to negotiate with the bank to get a small business loan to start their business. There's a lot of people, And some of you that are listening have said, I ain't going back to college. I ain't smart enough for that. I can't start this business by myself. I'm not smart enough for that. I don't know all the stuff I need to know. But here's what I want to say. This could very well be true. You may not be smart enough for going after your dream. You may not be smart enough to go back to school. You very well may not be smart enough to go after your desire. But here is what I want you to know. What you desire, what you want to go to school for, what your aspiration, goal, and dream is, may not require you to be smart enough. Wow. Have you ever thought about that? Those of us that are claiming we're not smart enough to go after the things that we desire, maybe what you desire doesn't require you to be smart enough. It just requires you to be passionate enough. And I'm a firm believer. I am not by any means the smartest person in the world, but I graduated magna cum laude with my Master's of Divinity and with the 3.3 GPA from my first master's in sport and fitness management because I was passionate and determined to be an honor graduate in my second master's and to have a B average for my first master's. I was so determined that nothing was going to deter me or turn me away. And I'm telling somebody today who has sat there and discredit yourself and kept yourself and caused yourself to be hesitant, not to go after what you desire, not to go back to school, not to chase your dream because you felt like you were not smart enough. I'm telling you today, it could be accurate. You could be 100% correct that you are not smart enough, but you may not have to be smart enough. All you need in some cases, or the most important thing you need in some cases, is passion. And let me say this to you. Even if you're not smart enough, you're equipped enough. You got what it takes, or God wouldn't have given you that vision, that dream, that aspiration, that goal, that desire. You're equipped for it. So don't discredit yourself. Don't belittle yourself and don't hold yourself hostage from what you want in life, the dreams you have, the aspirations and goals you desire because you feel like you're not smart enough. That's not an excuse I'm going to let you get away with. You are smart enough. And even if you're not smart enough, you may not have to be smart enough to go after what you desire. Y'all know how many people have made major multi-million dollar business deals that didn't have degrees in business, weren't well-groomed in business, that weren't smart enough? That's not going to be your reasoning. So the second thing that hinders us from going after and seeing ourselves as the one for the opportunity is I'm not smart enough. The third one is no one in my family has done it. I couldn't believe the number of people that said this. I was specifically talking to one of the people about starting a business. They was like, you know, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. No, the conversation started. They said, I don't want to work for nobody. Because they had just and they know who they are because I think they're going to hear this. But they was telling me they were in transition for jobs. I asked them, you know, where you working at now? They was like, man, bro, I'm in transition of jobs. I like transition of jobs. And then they was like, yeah, I don't really think I can work for nobody. And something hit me in that moment. And I told them, I was like, maybe you're not supposed to work for nobody. Maybe you are supposed to be an entrepreneur who makes work for other people. Some of us have that gifting on us, that anointing on us, that call on us, that you were not supposed to work for other people. You are supposed to create work for other people. And they was like, yeah, but nobody in my family has ever started a business before. That's what they said to me. And I've always heard people say, and I've said before in my life too, you know, in preaching and talking and in conversation with people on panels, at forums, I've heard and I've said, along with other people, that, you know, a lot of people don't do because nobody in your family has ever done it. But this was one of the times I literally heard this from the mouth of someone. And they were so serious. They was like, man, I can't start no business. Nobody in my family's ever done that before. And it was in that moment that I thought, wow, there's a lot of us right now, whether consciously or subconsciously, that don't chase our dreams, that don't go after our aspirations, who don't accomplish goals because nobody in your family's ever done it before. I'm telling you today, you are the first one then. If there's nobody in your family that has ever started the business, if nobody in your family ever graduated high school or graduated college, you're the first one in your family. If there's nobody in your family that's ever been a 6 or 7 figure person, you are going to be the first millionaire in your family. You are going to write the first book and be the first author in your family. You're going to be the first preacher. You are going to be the first nurse in your family. Just because no one else has done it does not mean you can't get it done. So the excuse and the reasoning, I can't do this because nobody in my family has ever done it. Why not you? Why not you be the first one? Why not you step out and try it? Why not you accomplish the goal? Why? Here's a good one. Why not you have a healthy and successful marriage? Didn't see your mama married? That's cool. Why not you? Didn't see your dad in a successful, faithful marriage? Why not you? Nobody in your family's marriage has been working out? Well, why not you? Just because no one in your family has done it doesn't mean you can't get it done. And I want to encourage somebody today who's been thinking like this, who subconsciously found yourself in this position, not going to, why settle with a job that you don't want? And you're going to be miserable five out of the 6 days you work. All because you ain't see nobody in your family do something different. You can't go out like that. So the third thing that hinders us or keeps us from accomplishing our goals, going after our dreams, getting into our aspirations, the thing that keeps us from not thinking it's us. The third one is no one in my family has done it. Here's the fourth one. I don't have the money. Oh, gang. Listen to me. Most people don't initially have the provision to start a business. Most of the world didn't have the money to pay for college out the pocket. And we have allowed money or not having money to be the excuse. It cannot be your excuse anymore. I just told y'all about me getting one of my dream vehicles. I end up purchasing and buying 2020 Dodge Ram Laramie. And I saved up $10,000 to get that truck, to put a down payment on. Didn't even require that much, but I put $10,000 down on it. That I saved up because here it is. That's what I wanted. Money is only the excuse, or the lack of money is only the excuse because you're not willing to sacrifice to get it. To get what you want, or to get what your dream or your goal or your desire or ambition is, right? So what I'm saying to us is it requires sacrifice. Remember I told y'all I was only on $1,000 a month. And I saved up $10,000 in a year. You do the math. I was saving. I was sacrificing. So I don't have the money can't be an excuse why you don't start the business. I have the money can't be an excuse why you don't go back to school. I don't have the money can't be the excuse why you don't transition from that job you're on. Here are the things you got to do. You got to save the money, build your faith, and cover your ears. It's a three-step process to eliminating the excuse, I don't have the money. Save the money, build your faith, and cover your ears. Find out what it's going to cost to start the business. It don't cost nothing for you to find out how much it's going to cost to rent a space or buy a space, how much it's going to cost to get materials that you need for your business. It don't cost nothing for you to go and do that research. That's going to give you a better idea of how much money you need to save, which ultimately lets you know how much sacrifice you got to make. Start off. No, the excuse as to why you keep renting that apartment, stop settling with Section 8. Stop settling with the excuse that I don't have enough money for a house right now. No, you go find out how much the earnest pay gonna be. What's the percentage you're gonna have to put down? Make sure you check the interest rate. You know, it don't cost you nothing to do the research on the house you want or the house you want to build. We just make excuses as to why we don't think it's us. Why not you to buy the house? Save the money, build your faith. Here's how you can build your faith. Go do the research. Go visit the house. Go look at the house. Build your faith. And here's the part I like. Cover your ears, both literally and spiritually. Block out, in other words, the negative that's in your ear from doubt spiritually. Block that or cover your ears. Cover your ears from the negative and naysayers around you. Family members that'll be like, oh, that house costs too much. Oh, girl, ain't nobody in our family ever had no house that cost that much. Oh, bro, you don't need to try to put that much money into that. Or here's the one that's the absolute worst. And y'all gonna have to have faith to rock with me on this. It's not a good time to purchase houses because of the housing market. Listen to me, and I'm saying this in faith, and I know some of you are going to disagree with me because you look at the numbers. But here's the reality. When you have faith in God, it's always the right time. Ooh, that thing got me hype. I felt like preaching that. Stop telling me what the society and what the economic status of the world. Stop telling me what the recession is going to do and what the economy is doing. The economy, the recession, none of it is bigger than our God. So it's always the right time. Don't let I don't have enough money be your excuse. Save money, build your faith, and cover your ears from the negativity of people, the negativity of societal economic status, the negativity of a recession. Cover your ears from the negativity spiritually of your own doubt and your own fear. You will never again, get this in your mind, you will never again not go after your dream, not chase your aspirations, not get something you desire because you feel like you don't have enough money. I'm speaking it in your spirit right now as you listen. Money will no longer be an excuse. Don't make that excuse no more. And the fifth and final hindrance, reasoning, excuse as to why we don't think it's us is this. That's not what I want to do. I got to break this down a little bit. That's not what I want to do. We now live in a time where people have become so spoiled that God literally can let you walk in your dream. And because your dream don't initially look exactly the way you think it should look, we tend to make an excuse and let our dream go because it doesn't look the way we thought it would. That's not what I want to do. I don't want to do it like that. It wasn't supposed to be like that. When you start a business, it's not going to initially look the way you thought it would. When you go back to school, it's not going to initially be like you thought it would be. When you buy a house, it's going to be tough. It's not going to look like what you thought it would. When you get married, it's going to be trials and tribulations and struggles. When you graduate, your first job may not be the exact way you want it to be. But that's not a reason why not to stay. And why not to reach for your dream? And why not to go? You may start out at an entry level when you really want to be at the corner office. every, I won't say every because I don't know that accurately. There are a lot of people who are superintendents in school systems right now who started out as teachers. They had to build their way up there. But if superintendent was their dream, their goal, their aspiration, what if they would have stopped at the entry level, if you will, of teaching? Sometimes it doesn't look exactly the way you think that it should look initially, but that's not an excuse as to why you stop chasing after exactly what you want it to look like. Number five was primarily about me. The other four was based on the research that I gathered from other people, but number five was about me. I'm one of those people that be like, man, this don't look the way I want it to, so this is not what I want to do. Right now, I'm struggling with that with this clothing line. Having a clothing line, a clothing brand, is a passion of mine. It's an aspiration and divine desire. But I've gotten so complacent because I'm at a point now like, man, it ain't going the way I want it to go. Look at how slow it is. I can't think of no creative ideas. This ain't what I want to do. That's not true. It's an aspiration. It's a goal. It's a divine desire still. But I've allowed myself to make an excuse that that's not what I want to do because it didn't look the way I wanted it to. I know marriages around you, celebrities have just tainted marriages. Family members of yours, you've seen them divorce and get another divorce and another divorce. And your view on marriage looks or is skewed. But that is not a reason for you to now say that's not what I want to do. Marriage is still incredibly special. So special that God compared our relation, that God's relationship with us to a marriage. That's how special marriage is. So don't let the tainted, the celebrity taintedness or your family's taintedness taint your view and skew your view of marriage. If you want it to be married, why not you? Don't let the initial view of something be the reason that you say, I no longer want to do that. I'm asking you today, through encouragement, why not you to start the business? Why not you to go back to school? Why not you buy a house? Why not you get married? Why not you chase your dream, your goal, your aspiration, your divine desire? Why not you? Listen, family, that's all I got for y'all this morning. I hope that y'all were encouraged. I hope you're inspired. I hope you're so encouraged and inspired that you will share this with somebody. I hope you're so encouraged and inspired that if you don't follow me on social media, you'll go to Instagram right now and Twitter and find me at J_EARL_CRAY. And go to Facebook and click on friend and follow. Listen, family, I'm super excited and super encouraged about today. I feel like it was, I feel like it was good content. I really do. Because many of us can relate to these excuses that we made. How many of you have said that is not the right time? How many of you have said before, I'm not smart enough? How many of you have said to yourself, I don't have the money? How many of you said or felt like I can't do it because nobody else in my family has done it? And how many of you like me, because it didn't look a certain way, you decided this ain't what I want to do? I'm telling you today through encouragement, rather asking you through encouragement, why not you? Listen, family, I am out. Thank y'all for joining us today for Great Mornings Podcast. Remember, it's a great morning. It's a great morning. I love all of you so much. I want you to know that no matter what obstacles you face today, no matter what trials and tribulations try to throw you off track, no matter how many people frown when you speak to them and smile, it's still a great day to be great. And I love every single one of you, but God loves you so much more. And I'm out. Peace.
Wake up to the roosters, eat breakfast for a booster. You alive, say hallelujah to the man, the mighty ruler. Because of him, you able to do it. If you on his side, then you ain't losing. He gave clothes, food, and your roof. He tell mountains, get them moving. It's a great morning. Wake